May the words of my mouth and the meditations of all our hearts be acceptable to you, O Lord, our strength and redeemer. Amen. Amen. Please be seated. As strange as it may seem, this month of September and October is seeing our busiest time at St. John's for weddings. Two of those weddings are not here at St. John's, they're out of town. And last week, Judy and I went to Barberville, where I officiated at a wedding. We left on Friday for the rehearsal Friday night and stayed overnight in Barberville. And the wedding wasn't until 3:30 on Saturday afternoon, so Saturday morning we kind of got up and just meandered around the Cumberland Gap and just visited around there. When we drove into a place called Corbin, we saw a place called Antiques and Accents. And we were drawn to it because outside there was just hundreds of pieces of concrete statuary, and we love that kind of stuff. So we thought, well, we'll just go in and take a little look around. So we stopped and looked, and as we were looking, among all of this religious and secular statuary, we saw that crucifix that now lays in our garden. When we saw it, we were just breathless because we thought it was just so incredibly beautiful. And then I thought, well, you know, that would look nice somewhere at St. John's. And if not at St. John's, then it would like look nice somewhere where people could see it. Now, Judy and I were in our Nissan Sentra, and so we tried to get in my Nissan Sentra, but that was nigh on impossible. The thing's made of concrete. So on Thursday, Ned Meekins and I loaded up his Jeep Cherokee and his trailer, and we drove to Barberville to pick up the crucifix. Now, it's made of concrete, and unfortunately, when the forklift lifted the crucifix up to load it onto Ned's trailer, the arm broke and the ankle broke. So when we got him back, okay, we laid him in the garden and we wrapped his arm and his leg in a trash bag bandage, because tomorrow we're going to fix him. That was Thursday. And today is Sunday. And what's amazed me in the last 72 hours is the number of responses I've got about Jesus laying in our garden. For some folks, it scared them to death. As they either walked on the walkway or came into the garden and initially seen a body lying in our garden. For some, it's been a wondering of where he came from. And some have wondered, where is he going? Some do not like him. And some have said it's one of the most beautiful things they've ever seen. Some have been deeply moved. And some want him moved. But whatever's going to happen to him out there, okay, it's going to happen this week, because a decision will be made if the crucifix stays at St. John's or goes elsewhere. Either way, it'll be okay. Either way, it'll be okay. I tell you this because in the next couple of weeks, all of us are going to be asked to make a decision. And the decision is going to be about our stewardship to St. John's in 2008. As you well know, our stewardship is not just about St. John's. Our stewardship has to be a reflection of our discipleship to Christ. One of the reactions to the crucifix out there was this lady was taken aback because she said it was just like Jesus was here. think about that for a moment. Because when you think about that statement, isn't that the whole purpose of St. John's? Are we not here to assure people that Christ is with us, no matter what? Christ is with us no matter what. He's here. He's with you. That's the purpose of St. John's. And we cannot fulfill that purpose if those committed to discipleship are not willing to share their time, their talent, or their treasure. Now, when it comes to money, I'm going to remind you, we are not giving to a budget. A budget is made up simply out of what is given. You know, I've been in some churches, and I've not been the rector of those churches, but some churches always give a list. Some give a list of, like, the level of giving. You know, and some folks always try to get into the top 10 list of giving. Well, what people give and the amounts that are given will never ever be published at St. John's. Because what each of us gives has to be given out of love for the good of the community. And we're not giving because we're asked to give. We're giving as a response to the love that Christ has shown to us and the many blessings of our lives that God has bestowed on us. And stewardship is not about St. John saying, give us your money. Stewardship is a lifelong process. It's not just one time of year, it's a daily process where we are confronted by Jesus and we ask Jesus, what would you have me do? You know, last year we really encouraged our community of faith to consider tithing. And last year I shared with you that Judy and I, despite this year having two children get married and one son contemplating school, decided for the first time in our lives to tithe. And it's been a wonderful experience for us. Now, I'm not saying that our tithing stopped the bills coming. And it didn't kind of cut down on any expenses. But what tithing did for us was to focus our hearts on the many blessings that God's bestowed on us. And everything's worked out. And last year, because we made such a emphasis on tithing, many of you told stories of sitting down and taking stock of how much you bring in and how much you give away. And if we really were to ask, what would Jesus have me do? I believe Jesus would say, tithe. 10%. Let me tell you now, when this word is used in the Episcopal Church, it gets the similar reaction that Jesus has gotten laying in the garden. The initial thought scares you to death. You wonder where that request came from and where it's going. Some don't like it at all. And some say it's the most wonderful thing that's ever happened to them. Some have been deeply moved. And some want the request removed. Yet whatever's going to happen is going to happen in the next few weeks as you receive in the mail your time and talent sheets and a pledge card for 2008. You know, guys, I've been here just over 3 years now, and it doesn't take a rocket scientist to see how much St. John's has grown, not just numerically, but grown into a very healthy spiritual community. We are not perfect. We're not perfect. But we will we will continue to be intentional to make the love of Christ visible to everybody who walks through these doors. And how well we do that and how much we can do that always depends on our stewardship. You know, this past Thursday, Jesus, who's laying in the garden, as I told you, was damaged while loading him onto the trailer. And while these two guys in the forklift truck and Ned were getting him on the trailer, I went to the store to pay for him. The lady at the cash okay was on the phone, and she was talking to her husband who was helping Ned load it up. And she'd heard about the damage. And she said to me, she said, "Do you still want him because he's broken?" And I thought for a minute, and I said, "You know, I don't think Jesus would leave any of us if we were broken. It's our past stewardship that's allowed St. John's to become a very healthy spiritual place that now welcomes those who are wounded and those who are broken to a place of healing and a place of wholeness. St. John's now welcomes those who are spiritually weary to a place of refreshment and renewal. It welcomes to St. John's those who are seeking to a safe place to ask the hard questions. St. John welcomes those who are afraid to a place of security. And we welcome those in need of forgiveness to a place where you'll find absolute forgiveness. St. John welcomes all people in all conditions as children of God. It welcomes. Our tithing, as a reflection of our discipleship and our spirituality, will continue to grow St. John's into the welcoming place that God intends it to be. A place where the face of Christ, a place where the body of Christ is not just seen laying in a garden, but in every single thing that we do. Your tithing, our tithing, will allow St. John's, in the words of the wonderful Army commercial, "Be all that you can be." I believe with our tithing, we can be even more. Amen.